Still left, it's Wendy Snyder, and we're joined by our friend Patrick McDonald, film critic for HollywoodChicago.com, and you're dressed like a crazy elf.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. Thematic.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, sir.
It's always fun to see you, but at holiday time especially, because
yes.
we get to talk about Christmas movies.
Yes,
would you be
do.
Upset if we mentioned some Christmas movies?
Not at all.
No?
Not at all.
They really are. It's one of those things where there's certain movies you can see, Christmas or holiday-related movies, where even if you see them 100 times, it doesn't matter.
Right.
They're just out and out great.
Right, and you also get that community feeling. I think that's one of the great things about certain Christmas movies is that it brings everybody together for a common, you know, watch party, which we don't do that much anymore.
Yeah.
And, you know, it gives you the warm fuzzies, if you will.
You know what just occurred? Oh, go on.
I was just going to say I have two favorites, but go ahead. We'll talk about our favorites.
Let me just say this quick. It just finally occurred to me, and I don't know why this didn't occur to me years and years ago, but two of my favorite, not just my favorite, but I think the most timeless holiday movies are It's a Wonderful Life and A Christmas Carol. And when you stop and look at it, it really is the same kind of plot twist. It's all based on what if somebody hadn't existed or would have existed differently.
And redemption.
Yeah.
I think redemption is a very popular theme at Christmas.
Why is that?
Because we all should be better. We really should.
Right. Yeah.
Well, we always use the holiday times to reflect on, you know, the year. And how, you know, we can improve ourselves. And a lot of times that has to do with redeeming our qualities, if you will.
Yeah.
So, and movies love that theme. So.
Now, you mentioned the classics,
yeah.
and I love those. It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
It's a great movie. I like to watch it every year.
Yeah.
But if I skip a year, I won't be as upset. If I skip a year to see Elf, I will not have a good Christmas.
So good.
I mean, it is the funniest movie ever. And Christmas Vacation.
Yeah,
yes.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Those two I have to see.
Yeah.
I have to see White Christmas every year.
Do you?
Yes, I have to.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever seen that in its entirety.
Oh, it's really good.
You should go to the Music Box one year. That's what I do. I bring
that would
a group
be beautiful.
To the Music Box every year to watch it, and they do a spectacular show.
Yeah.
They've got, you know, clowns and jugglers and Santa and Dennis Scott on the organ.
Oh, that's perfect.
Sing along on the screen.
That would be cool.
That's a lot of fun.
You're going to be paying for my admission this year, Music Box, for that plug.
With Elf, can you think of anybody else that could have played the role of Buddy the Elf
Absolutely
other than
not.
It's impossible, right?
It's impossible.
Yeah.
I even think Bob Newhart's perfect.
He's so good in it. Everybody
James
is. James
Caan. I mean,
Jimmy
really.
Caan.
Sonny Corleone in
Jimmy
Elf.
Caan.
So
I love you.
Good.
I love you. I love you.
Yeah. All right, so explain this. With Christmas carols, it's very hard with songs to come up with new ones that are great. The old ones are the great ones, but with Christmas movies, you get a nice mix of old and new, don't you?
Yes, exactly, and you can come up with something good that will endure. I will give a perfect example, Love Actually.
Oh, so good.
You know,
great.
So I mean,
good.
It's from 2003, but I would consider
it's
that
a new movie.
Relatively
yeah.
new, exactly.
So you have seven different storylines, each one
right.
of them really good. There's not a clinker in the bunch.
No.
All seven storylines are great.
No, from the stand-ins to the movie to the, you know.
And couple. A cast that was kind of famous, like when they made Love Actually, a third of the cast was famous. And then as years have gone on, they've all become famous.
Right. And a couple of, at the time, unknowns. Like Keira Knightley was an unknown at the time.
Andrew Lincoln.
Super, yes, Andrew Lincoln.
Yeah.
And also Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, well done.
So, of course.
That's Keira Knightley's husband in the movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what I watch every year.
Yeah, so yeah. good.
I forgot about that. I have to add that to my yearly repertoire.
So, every year I do a YouTube program. It's called Pat and Ken at the Holidays with my friend Ken Candela. We get together every year and we pick four kind of new stuff, new things to put on your holiday list. And with YouTube and the Amazon Stick, I mean, they're all available right now. So it's all great.
These are all theatrical releases?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we put them in categories. We do classic, we do a TV show, we do a version of the Christmas Carol, and we do a surreal one.
Nice.
So,
all right, can we go through them?
Yes.
Is that all right?
Yeah. If you don't mind.
Where do you want to start, Patrick?
Let's start with a classic, because we were talking about, you know, you can skip this and you skip that this year. But if you want to bring in something new, and this is a Turner Classic Movies favorite every year, it's called Holiday Affair. Have you heard of this?
Is it Danny Kaye?
No, it's Bob Mitchum. Robert
Mitchum.
Oh.
And there's a great story behind this because Robert Mitchum was busted for marijuana back in the late
40s. What a bad man. He's a bad man, Patrick.
And the studio thought if they put him in a Christmas movie, they'll rehabilitate him. So this sure. is a rehabilitation movie. The woman he's wooing is Janet Leigh.
Oh.
A young Janet Leigh.
Yeah.
I mean, incredible. She plays a war widow.
Yeah.
She's lost her husband in the war.
I've seen this. She has a kid, right?
Yes, exactly.
I've seen this movie.
And she's been dating this lawyer for 2 years.
Yeah.
He wants to get married. She's not. She doesn't feel it.
Yeah.
And then Bob Mitchum comes along to steal her away.
Oh, reeking of marijuana.
Right? Who wouldn't go with that guy?
That's not
what is this called?
That's not an
egg. It's called Holiday Affair.
Yeah.
And it's kind of
Turner
adult.
Turner Movie Classics
yeah.
a couple times between now,
easily,
right?
They'll
throw it on a bit.
Just look at the schedule. It'll be on 3 or 4
yeah.
times from now till Christmas.
You know what I remember
Christmas
about it is Robert Mitchum was one of your great movie tough guys. And even in this,
he's
for a Christmas movie, he's kind of a tough guy, isn't
he's
he?
He's very aggressive in
yeah,
this movie.
I remember that.
And also, too, he works in the toy department. And Ken in the video said he should have worked in the rifle department. He's the manly man.
Yeah, he's upset. All right, so that's your pick for the classic.
Right. All right. So let's go to a version of A Christmas Carol.
All right.
This is a good one. This was produced by VH1 back in 2000. It's called A Diva's Christmas Carol. That's right.
Who's involved in this?
Vanessa Williams plays a diva.
Oh.
Who is so, you know, off camera, she is so bad to her assistants, one of them being Bob Cratchit. They didn't change the names much. Her name was Ebony Scrooge.
Oh,
I don't think
Ebony
that name
Scrooge.
Would.
That,
I like it.
That name would not play, I think.
I don't know if it would.
But anyway, it's the Christmas Carol story, and she's visited by three ghosts, one played by Kathy Griffith. She plays
really?
A Ghost of Christmas Past. And the Ghost of Christmas Present is John Taylor from Duran Duran.
Oh, my God. I have to see this.
It's great. It's on YouTube. You can download it. You can download the whole movie on your Amazon or whatever.
It's interesting when they take a story and they play like a sexual role reversal.
Yes.
I remember there was a made-for-TV version of It's a Wonderful Life that starred, do you remember?
Marlo Thomas.
And her husband was Wayne Rogers, I believe,
yes, exactly.
in that movie.
Yeah. And Mr. Potter was Orson Welles, who wouldn't take his cigar out of his mouth the entire time.
Right. Very awkward.
Very awkward.
Yeah.
Very
All right.
Awkward.
Let's take a break, and then we'll hear more of these. Patrick McDonald is here. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. We'll get that done. Patrick McDonald is here, film critic, one of our favorite film critics for HollywoodChicago.com. Patrick does something very nice every year. He's doing it again this year. Explain, Patrick.
Pat and Ken at the Holidays on YouTube. We take on some holiday films every single year since 2009.
Yep.
So I'm organizing it right now. I'm going to put everything in alphabetical order by the weekend.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Four categories. Classics. You mentioned that one already.
We mentioned a version of A Christmas Carol.
Yeah. And what's next?
Let's go to TV.
All right.
You'll like this one.
Are these TV episodes or specials or what?
This is going to be an episode within a show.
Okay.
So it was a variety show from the 60s, the Dean Martin Show.
Oh, yeah.
His 1967 Christmas special paired his kids with the Sinatra kids.
Of course. Why wouldn't you?
What a good-looking bunch.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a Smithsonian Institute type show. It's so amazing.
So you have his son, probably Dino.
Who
we've lost, sadly.
Yes.
His daughter, Dina, was probably there.
Well, you know, it's interesting.
What, was he the original George Foreman? Dina? Yes. Dino?
He named all of his kids after himself.
He did.
Dini was the dog.
It was Dean, Dina, Gina, Ricky. You know,
and with the Sinatras, you had Nancy Frank Jr.
And Tina.
And Tina Sinatra, right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, this is a real relic. It's not a really good show, but you can't help but watch it because it's just
star power.
The Rat Pack, and they have a Rat Pack cameo in it.
Oh,
I won't give it
don't
away.
Don't tell us who.
I won't give it away.
I'm hoping it's Peter Lawford. I'm hoping.
Sammy Davis Jr., I bet.
Could be.
Bing, 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 bing.
Very good. It's Bing.
Representing the Jewish Hanukkah, perhaps.
That's right.
Absolutely. Okay, and your fourth and final category.
Yes, fourth is surreal, and this falls under the category of those old kids' matinees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they would put these cheap movies together. They'd take the Mexican Santa Claus in theaters, et cetera, et cetera.
This, for some reason, Rizzano Brazzi's in a lot of those. I don't know why, but he is. Do you know who that is?
No.
He's an Italian actor, a really good actor, But toward the end of his career, he was just like,
he was just taking any role.
Anything.
And they would dub over his voice.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of the movie, though.
Year Without a Santa Claus.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Very good. This is from 1972.
What is it?
Santa and the Ice Cream Bunny.
Oh, I don't know this. What is this one?
Oh, man.
That sounds great.
Santa Claus. Santa Claus is stuck in Florida. His sleigh is on the beach.
Yeah.
And the only person that can rescue him and send him back to the North Pole is the Ice Cream Bunny. The Santa Claus suit in this is the cheapest I've ever seen. And it there's no script. You can tell there's no script. He's just making up lines as he goes on. He keeps going back to the fact that he's hot.
Oh, well.
And as was said in our video, why doesn't he go under the sleigh? There's shade there. But this is just...
Are there any names that we would recognize involved in this?
One,
nobody.
One name.
And where did this show originally?
This showed in the theaters in the early 70s during Christmas.
Yeah.
What this filmmaker did, I think his name is Barry Mann.
Yeah.
He took a film he made earlier, Thumbelina,
and
he inserted it within a bookend of the Santa Claus story.
Yeah.
So he got two at once out there. And move. He got to promote his amusement park, which was Pirate's Cove.
In Florida?
Florida.
Yeah.
With rides that would be unsafe by any standard.
I was at that park as a child.
You were?
Yeah.
That's great.
Lucky.
That's great. Yeah.
Did you ride the horses? They had like
roller
coaster.
I did.
That was
like a racehorse.
Racehorses.
Yeah. Yeah, there were no safety standards back
there
then.
There was none whatsoever.
Right. Most of the kids came back. That's
and
a success.
And they have a camera on the horse, as you can see it, as Thumbelina's riding it.
Cool. That's excellent.
It's so badly costumed.
So I don't know if you guys did this, but we would go to these Saturday matinees frequently. My mom would take my brother and I, and the movies were almost always horrible, but the experience was fantastic for some reason.
Because there was no supervision. You know, kids would be running all over the place, and you'd have popcorn and candy and throwing it. And
I never went to any of these.
It was great.
Man.
They were poorly made movies, oftentimes foreign films that were lip-synced into English, and it was just horrible. But I couldn't wait until it was Saturday again to see another one.
Christmas time was ripe for them.
Yeah.
You know, you talked about the year without.
And it's so bad. And, you know, when my daughters were born, I went on a search for that particular movie to show them, and I hadn't seen it since I was a kid. And we all watched it, and my daughters were 3 or 4, and they looked at me, and they went, why would you make us watch this? And I go, I thought it was better.
This is what Dad did.
Yeah.
This is the movies we had.
I ruined Christmas.
Horrible.
All right, where do we find this whole list? Because I did not write down all these things, and I have to look at them.
YouTube, you'll find The Dean Martin Show and The Divas Christmas Carol. Holiday Affair is not available on YouTube, but it's on Turner Classics till the end of the month. Sand the Ice Cream Bunny, available on YouTube.
You can get it on YouTube?
Yep.
Yeah.
It may be in parts, but
it's better that way. You don't want to watch it straight through.
Believe me, you won't get through it.
And Patrick, there was something else you wanted to talk about really quick.
I have two bands that I'm in, believe it or not. The Telepaths and two singing film critics, the Darkroom Men. That's Nick Allen of RogerEbert.com and I. And we're going to be performing at The Store on Halsted and Armitage on Saturday, a Toys for Tots benefit in Mission, an unwrapped toy. It starts at 7:30. We'll be on around 10.
This upcoming Saturday.
This upcoming Saturday, December 8th. 2000.
Very good.
And do you have a website or something where people can find out all this information?
Yes, go on Facebook and type in Toys for Rock for Tots, because that's the name of the benefit. Rock for Tots at The Store. Pat and Ken at the Holidays. Type that into YouTube. You'll get all the reviews that I just talked about.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas, Patrick.
You, brother.
All right.
Aww.
Wasn't that nice?
Yeah, you guys are
you
so
tearing
cute.
Up? We're tearing
yes.
up. All right. Thanks, Patrick. We'll take a quick break, get you some news, and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.